Someone said to him, I will follow you wherever you go. Jesus answered him, Foxes have dens, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Holy Father Pope Francis recently said that we live in the culture of the provisional. And to illustrate this comment of his, he referred to the story of a young man who expressed to his bishop a desire to serve in the priesthood, but only for about 10 years. Then he would go on to do something else. Now, this young man had good intentions, but he had completely missed the boat when it comes to understanding the kind of commitment that the Church expects in a vocation, either to the priesthood, to the religious life, or to marriage. These aren't temporary situations. And so we might smile at this well-meaning but ignorant young man. We might think how little he knows about what it means to commit oneself to the gospel, to commit oneself to serving our Lord. And yet, are we that different, my friends? The words of the one person in the gospel, I will follow you wherever I go, in the original Greek give the sense of, Lord, I will be with you until the end of the day. Lord, I will follow you until you get to the house where you're staying. And so our Lord's response to this young enthusiast, telling him that the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head, makes a lot more sense when we understand it in the light of the original Greek. Our Lord is not just telling this young person that there will be hardships on the way. He is telling them that the journey of following him will not be completed in one day. Remember, our Lord has set his face towards Jerusalem, and he will not delay until he gets there, because that is the place where he will give his life to the Father for us. One can almost sense the urgency in Christ's voice. It's as if he were saying, walk and talk with me. I can't stop to have this discussion with you, but let's begin following me right now. Walk and talk. And so we cannot commit to be his disciples only for a season. We cannot follow Jesus Christ only for a time. We need to learn consistency in following Christ. Now, the great enemy of consistency is not so much sin, but lukewarmness. We might not scorn religion, but are there times that we neglect it? Do we only go to Mass when we are visiting our parents? When we are on holiday, do we neglect to find out the Mass times of our local parish? Do we neglect to correct our children when they stray? Do we not take the trouble to find the answer to the friend who asks us, why do Catholics believe that? Are there times when we are inconsistent in following Jesus Christ? My friends, if that is so, we will never experience the joy that Christ wants us to share. Now, it might seem that consistency is just a matter of drudgery, but that is not true, and the natural world shows us that this is not so. Because we only get a fresh day, a new day, because the sun rises with consistency. A field only gives us a crop of good things because it has been plowed furrow by identical furrow with consistency. The joy of following Christ, the newness that we can experience, can only be had if we are consistent, because this is how we become free. St. Paul said to us in the second reading, for freedom Christ has made us free. And when we practice our faith with consistency, we are freed from slavery to circumstances, our appetites, to the opinions of the world. We become strong enough, or rather the Spirit of God in us becomes strong enough to resist the pull of these things that would stop us from practicing our faith day in and day out. So my friends, as we continue with Holy Mass, let us ask our Heavenly Father to fill our hearts with the same Spirit that He gave His beloved Son, that we will follow Him with eagerness, and above all, with consistency. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.